I'm Michael Ray Dresser, and you're listening to thought-provoking talk on Dresser After Dark. And each night, we'll bring you the best and the brightest, authors and experts with solutions, the topics you want to hear, and the people who know to bring it to you. So let's do it together. Let's get to the heart of the issues that face us every day, right here, right now, on Dresser After Dark, coast to coast and around the world. Mary Jane Mapes with us. She's a professional speaker. She's a coach, a consultant. She's an educator, a seminar leader, and owner of the Align Leader Institute, a leadership development and consulting organization that's helped thousands develop irresistible influence with others. She's the author of The Art of Fielding Questions with Finesse and the upcoming book, ready in January, You Can Teach a Pig to Sing, Create Great Relationships with Anyone, Anytime, and Anywhere. Mary Jane, hi, welcome to the show.
It's good to be here.
Oh, and thank you so much for being here. It's really a problem, especially when we're talking about the holidays coming up, to be able to deal with a lot of people, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because holidays bring a lot of stress, not a whole lot of rest. You get old relationships that surface, and it's hard to ignore those irritating and annoying remarks that people make. So our emotional buttons just seem to get pushed a whole lot easier.
So when you deal with that, what is it? How do you handle that? What is it that you do that allows you to be able to control it and at the same time not get involved in it and be, I'm going to call it a victim of it?
Well, there are a couple things you can do, but one of the things I always say is that people need to create a vision going into the holiday as to what they want that relationship with that problem person to look like. Relationships are kind of like a dance. You change the steps, you change the relationship. So create the vision for the relationship, write it down, focus on it, and then when that relational issue arises, rather than react to fix the problem, you act to bring out that desired relationship, you know, the desired vision.
Now, by the way, there are so many people in the families, different relationships. They're going to be the way they're going to be. And for the most part, it's really not about you. It's about them. And if you'd have been somebody else sitting in the same spot, they'd have gotten basically the same thing. I guess, can we really recreate it or can we just neutralize it?
Well, I don't think we have to recreate it, probably neutralize is probably a good way to say it. We just need to deal with what's in front of us, and I say accept the fact that people are as they are. We all have our own list of shoulds, and when people differ from us, sometimes therein creates the relationship conflict. So just recognizing that people have different shoulds on their list of the way people should be. And if we can accept those differences, it makes life a whole lot easier.
And I'm going to be the way they think I am no matter what I do, so I might as well just let them think it and move through and have a good time.
That sounds like a great idea to me.
Okay, so this pause button, I can't imagine how many times people have walked away not even a conflict, but a conversation and have said, I can't believe I said that. What do you do to stop that?
Well, I always tell people that they've got a big honking pause button right in the middle of their forehead and that they ought to push it. I love the fact that, well, first of all, I love the fact that humans are humans, but we're different from other mammals and that we do have that power to pause, the power to actually choose what we're going to say. So I say if we find ourselves barreling down some negative mental track because somebody has said the thing that just pushed our button, then we need to push, pause, stop, and say, okay, let me choose what would be the most appropriate response here rather than react.
So basically,
we'll get ourselves in a lot less trouble.
Basically, just take a breath.
Really?
Yeah, because I think there's so many people who don't take that breath and turn situations that could be pleasant into a very unpleasant evening.
That's exactly right. We have the power to make those choices.
So everybody really has that really wants acceptance, and maybe there's a lot of people who just don't know how to show people that they want it. Can you get underneath it, or again, do you just feel lucky if you've neutralized it?
Well, you know, William James said that the deepest human craving was to be found acceptable. And I would suggest that people put on what I call a cape of acceptance. And it's kind of like Harry Potter's invisible cloak, but this is an invisible cape that acts like mental armor. So somebody shoots a verbal arrow at you, it comes at you, it just simply slides off. It's kind of like the feathers on a duck's back, you know, just the water falls and it just falls off. It sounds simple, but if you put it into practice consistently, it can be life-changing.
Mary Jane, where was it for you when you first realized that there's got to be something that can be done about these uncomfortable situations?
Well, you know, I grew up with seven brothers, a baby sister. We had 1,100 square feet in our home. We had one bathroom. Everybody was competing for time, for space, for attention of my parents. And that means that we all really developed our own, what I call pig tendencies early on. And so I found myself always uncomfortable inside. So when I grew up, I just knew at some way, at some place, there had to be a better way.
Okay, so there are people out there that no matter what they do, they're automatically going to be that pig. But let's reverse it now. What if you turn out to be that person that we're talking about?
Well, you could be that person we're talking about, because let's face it, if someone else is the pig in our life, then chances are real great that we're also their pig, that painfully irritating guy or gal.
You mean all that these things I said about that person I was talking about, me?
Well, it could very well be.
Isn't that true, though? What we think about somebody is nothing more than mirroring what we really think about ourselves. And these irritating people, these people that we just can't seem to get along with, if we really peeled it down and took a look at it, it would be us hiding underneath that mask.
Well, I think sometimes it's the case. They say, you know, what you see in someone else, recognize that it's just a reflection looking back at you.
So is most of it awareness? Just knowing?
Awareness is a huge part of it. Awareness is the beginning of change, and until we become aware of our interactions and how we respond or react to other people, nothing much changes.
All right, somebody once said, which I guess would be kind of gutsy to do, but if you were to walk up to a few people and just say, what is it about me that irritates you, you would certainly know, but people just won't do that.
No, of course they won't, because first of all, most people would never go up to somebody else and say, what is there about me that irritates you? Because in truth, they don't want to hear it. But secondly, most people are too kind and mannerly to tell people truthfully what it is that irritates them.
You know, isn't that an interesting point? We're frightened to death of the truth. And to really get down underneath it, getting into the conversations, getting into any of the subject matter, it is somebody's inability to tell the truth, either about themselves or someone else.
Yes, there's that. You know, we've all heard, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Well, the greatest truth that sets us free is the truth about ourselves. So it's probably a real good idea sometimes to ask people, you know, if there's one thing that I could do that would make our relationship more pleasant, smoother, more peaceful, what would that be?
Okay, I've got the answer for that. You ready for this?
Sure.
The cape of acceptance.
Yes.
Yes.
That is absolutely key. That has saved my bacon more than once.
And what is it? What is the cape of acceptance?
It really is just that. It's choosing to put it on. And as soon as I have it on, I always say, as soon as I've got it on, I am present to you. And as long as I'm present, my focus is on you. And it's discovering as much about you as I possibly can. When you speak, even if you're attacking me, you're telling me about you. So as long as I remain present, then I don't move to judgment.
Oh, okay. So the cape of acceptance is really the cape of visibility.
Of visibility?
Visibility, yeah, because now you're visible, you're there, you're mindful, and you're in the moment with what's going on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the important thing is the other person is truly visible.
Yeah.
We're seeing them, we're hearing them, we're appreciating them, we're valuing them.
Okay, we're just about running out of time. One piece of advice to really creating a good, healthy relationship, if you were to be asked for one, what would it be?
Well, consider that if you have a pig in your life, then what you've been doing and what you've been doing, if it's not working, the change is up to you. And it might be a good idea to ask yourself, what can I say, what can I do differently to start creating the relationship that I want with that person in the future?
I knew somebody a long time ago, I said the same thing, and the answer came up that I wasn't about to do it because drinking was not an option.
Oh.
They were that bad. Oh, Mary Jane, let me ask you this. Do you have a website we can find you at?
I do. I actually have a couple of them. One is AlignedLeaderInstitute.com. That's A-L-I-G-N-E-D, Institute.com. And the other one is, in fact, it's being done right now, redone, MaryJaneMapes.com.
M-A-P-E-S. And by the way, if anybody missed it, it's going to be up on our website, so they can come there and find it. Now, can we get the books on the website?
It will be.
Wonderful.
In January.
Oh, a super dynamo. Hey, Mary Jane, thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you.
Take care.
Loved it.
Good night.
Bye now.
And if there's a subject that you would like to hear addressed on the show or someone you would like to hear interviewed, contact Radio Susie. You can find her on the homepage of the website, www.dresserafterdark.com. You can find all of our guests on the guest page on our website, just in case you missed the name of their book, their website, or any other contact information, www.dresserafterdark.com. Thanks for listening, and if you're listening on the web, tell your local radio stations about the show. That's the way we grow. That's what you call networking. I'm Michael Ray Dresser, and that, my friends, is a wrap.